listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, a world where bidding wars always ensue and best offers are always considered. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by TerraPeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Our number two starts off with the summer seller update vis-a-vis returns. And in fact, returns are a fact of life for any retail business, online or off. With us now to talk about updates to returns is Jennifer Lind. She's the Director of Global Buyer Trust. Welcome, Jennifer. Why is eBay making these changes to returns?
Griff, that's a great question. And really, as you put it, all sellers have to deal with returns. So what we're looking at it is from both a seller and a buyer point of view. Buyers expect and want good returns. Not only are they looking for great customer service, but they're also expecting and wanting free returns and longer durations. Mm-hmm. We started to see it in the marketplace that really it's become a trend. We all know who set those, and now we're seeing it from our eBay buyers too.
Yeah.
They really want to see sellers offering free returns.
That's true.
So what will I gain as a seller if I offer free 30 or 60 day returns?
You'll see better conversion in your listings. So as Griff said, buyers are really looking for them. And it's making a difference in their consideration when they're purchasing online. So when they're looking for items to purchase, of course, as we all know, they're looking for free shipping, but they're also looking for free returns. We've done a study on some eBay data, and we've seen actually conversion increase between 10 and 30%. So an increase in sales will really make a difference when you're offering free returns.
That's very interesting. We've all been concentrating as sellers, I think, on the shipping lately, right? Got to get that shipping right, you know, and still have things on like buyer pays for return and things. So this is a change for some sellers. This is a big change. And so what will they gain exactly?
Yeah, and I'm going to add something, which I think is kind of an interesting mindset. You're exactly right. We've been thinking about shipping. And it's now that we start to think about how do we bundle the outbound shipping and the returns together so that buyers feel really excited about that purchase and that not only are they getting the best deal. And so I was talking with some sellers the other day that 5 years ago, we wouldn't even be talking about free returns. And you know what? 10 years ago, we weren't even talking about free shipping on the outbound. Mm. So it's really starting to make a lot of our sellers think, how do I make an item more appetizing? So we have thought a lot about what are the benefits also, because we want to bring benefits and highlight those best returns to buyers. So we're going to make some functional changes on the site this summer. One is we're going to enable buyers to actually search for free returns. So we'll have a new search filter coming out later this summer.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're really excited.
Yeah, I love that.
Because right now you can only search for no returns or returns, and we know people aren't that interested in that. What they're really interested in is free returns.
Free returns, exactly.
Yeah. So we're also going to make some changes to both the listing view and view item page where we're going to highlight free returns more. So we're going to change the look and feel of that so people will be able to see free returns more easily on both the listing view and on view item page.
And we say free returns, that's unconditional free returns, right? So you can't make it conditional that a return is free.
It is, Griff. And so when we're looking at free returns, we're saying free returns with no restocking fee.
Right.
Which is an important difference also. What's interesting is, from the data we looked at, restocking fees are not a huge use on eBay. Mm-hmm. There are in some categories, of course, like electronics and things like that.
New in package, open package makes it, you know, that's the industry standard, right?
You got it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so one of the things we're looking at doing also is helping sellers like that on the back end of enabling them to have a tool in the fall that will enable them to essentially recoup part of that money for that opened packaged or that returned and damaged, specifically connected to free returns, because that is one of the top seller pain points that
sure.
they mention.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're working to find a tool that's right for sellers that will launch in the fall that will help them exactly with that problem.
Oh, good. Okay. So there'll be we're carving out something for the restocking. Although we don't limit where you can use the restocking, the advice we give on eBay Radio is that it's not a good idea for something like out of package, pre-owned, anything that is not necessarily the value of the item simply because it's being returned has not been lessened. New in package, obviously, that's collectibles that are new in package. That makes sense.
Yeah, and honestly, the average consumer doesn't really understand the concept of restocking fees the way right. we might all if we're, you know, deep in the details. And you're exactly right. Really thinking as a seller about where and when you choose them, and we highly recommend to limit that and really encourage to look at that in the holistic pricing of the items.
Right. So are the free returns category specific then?
So at this time, no, and it's up to the seller to choose. So they're not category specific. It's up to a seller to update their listings at their choice to free returns. So really what we're doing is helping highlight to buyers the free returns that sellers will be offering because we know that that's what they're looking for. But this will be a seller choice.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's an opt-in thing.
It's an opt-in.
Exactly.
And when do these changes go into effect?
So the changes of where we'll be highlighting the different benefits on the site that I mentioned on the search and listings will happen later in the summer. And then the other tool that I mentioned will be coming in the fall. So really what we're looking at is this gradual progression. And I met with some sellers a while ago who said, wow, this is really exciting. Maybe I can test, you know, different items and how they work with free returns and how that impacts my business. So we have the overall conversion data that I shared, but it's a great opportunity to test early and often and continue to work with us. We'll also be working with the marketing teams and putting together free return marketing programs on the site to drive more and more buyers to these free returns.
So where can I go to get details about this particular change in the seller summer update?
So if we go to the seller center, you can actually see the actual breakdowns of the conversion lifts that we've noted publicly,
okay,
which will be really helpful, I think, when sellers are thinking about their business in particular. And so there's a lot of detail there. And then obviously some of the FAQs and the overall seller release.
Right. And again, I want to make this clear that this is an optional change. That as a seller, you don't have to opt in. Can I opt in per item or is it global?
You can opt in per item.
Okay.
So this is really your choice to opt in per item. We'll look at the benefits of giving those benefits to you by item. So for the specific areas that have free returns. So exactly what you noted, Griff, this is an opt-in, but we're really looking at what buyers want and trying to help, you know, sellers match those items. One of the other things that I want to highlight that buyers have really shared with us of how confusing returns are on eBay. You know, how many details and options. So one of the other things, once again, optional, but we're really encouraging sellers to rethink listing out these huge chunks of returns policies in their listings.
Yeah, we definitely recommend against that on the show all the time.
Yeah, and we're really encouraging, use the structured returns that we have. That's why we built those structured fields, and that's what buyers look at and want to read. And they're not looking at reading the mouse type and being more confused. And that connects also to the conversion. We want it to be simple and clean and easy for a buyer to understand what the policies are.
All right, when it gets really complex, that turns the buyer off. And they have options.
Yeah.
They can shop with another seller.
And they're confused, right? They're guessing between the two, between the structured and the listing. So we really are encouraging that simplicity and structured use and of returns.
And consistency, because we've seen, I know it's accidental, inconsistencies where the returns policies will state, you know, in that return section, seller takes returns, and then the seller will put in their description, seller doesn't take return. And that contradiction is just going to throw buyers off.
Exactly, exactly. And one of the things, the benefits of pushing on the 30-day return versus 14-day return is it actually matches the money-back guarantee window.
Yeah.
So we did some studies on that and saw when people moved from 14 to 30, they actually saw a decrease of those items, not as described, because there was not a conflict in the window.
That's true. And also, there's industry data that shows that if you, and we talked about this in the past on the show, where if you offer a longer return window, a buyer who, upon receiving an item, and maybe it's maybe a little bit of buyer remorse, where they say, well, I don't really think it works for me, but I have 30 days to make that decision, as opposed to 7 or 14, sometimes those buyers go, oh, you know what, I can live with this. And then they don't return it, or they open to return and they don't follow through. And I have one of those going on right now. And my advice, my word to my buyers is, look, I'll take it back a year from now if you want to. But and they say, no, you know, I've got a chance to live with it now for 30 days and I'm happy, so I'm not going to return it. So a longer return window is actually beneficial for the seller as well as the buyer.
Is there any data on what the average return time is?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So in the sense of most people will usually make that return within that window that we've said. In the U.S., the minimum is 14-day. The expectation of a buyer on the data is that they expect it to be no less than 30.
Yeah.
You know, just industry standard is 30-day returns now, and people typically make it within that window. As Griff said, usually the first outreach is actually quickly upon the receipt of the item, and then the conversation goes from there. And as people know, it is always the seller's opportunity to converse with the buyer at that point regarding the return. We highly recommend using the automation tools that sellers have to auto-accept returns. Mm-hmm. If they're going to accept it anyway,
yeah,
it takes an entire step out of the process.
Where the buyer isn't waiting for your approval as the seller.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's not normal in the industry either, right? Like, there's not a lot of sites where a buyer's waiting for the seller's approval. And if you know you're going to approve the return anyway, we highly recommend going into those tools and setting that auto accept.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll really take an extra step out for you, an extra step out for the buyer, and they'll still need to do it within that window that you've set in your seller choices.
Yeah, mine are all set for auto accept as well. It's so much easier.
Where will we see it exactly on our listing, the highlighted free 30 or 60? We'll
take
about
a break
that
and then we'll come back. Because Jennifer's going to stick around with us. And you can also talk to her yourself by calling us at 888-723-4630. You got questions about returns? This is your chance. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak. Call us now, 888-723-4630 at eBay Radio.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news, along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, where returns are always accepted. Now, here's your host, Return Master, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. You can spend less time shipping and more time selling. With us now, and returning for this segment, is Jennifer Lynn. She's the Director of Global Buyer Trust. We're talking about changes to the returns policy. They're optional adoption by sellers. They're not mandated, although we highly recommend it. And I wish that we could actually broadcast the conversations we have during the breaks, because Jennifer and I just had a great conversation about returns.
Well, tell us.
Well, it stems around, you know, the ongoing challenge that we face at eBay and on eBay Radio, and Jennifer with her team, everyone, when it comes to bringing sellers along with the retail reality of returns. And we see this, Lee. You see it all the time, where we get people call in and, I had to take a return, and I didn't want to. It wasn't fair, and it's going to ruin my business. And it's sellers who are focused, what I say, on the transaction level, as opposed to what Jennifer said, The holistic level, as your whole business. Every business takes returns, and what your job is as a business is to eliminate the reasons for returns to the extent possible. Never going to get to zero, ever. Finding a way to mitigate those costs of returns so that when you get a return, you can approve it automatically. And when it comes in your email that this buyer is starting return, instead of panicking, you say, oh, okay, well, I'm going to get the item back. And you're not worried about it. Instead of putting yourself into a total panic, calling support. I know sellers who were on the phone for 3 hours saying, why do I have to take this return? It's not fair. It's going to destroy my business. Well, what's destroying your business is spending 3 hours on the phone arguing about it. And getting sellers to think about the aggregate number of sales within a period of time, the fiscal year, for example, as opposed to just the transaction.
Yeah, and we talked about, we don't think about the number of sales we lose because,
when you don't take returns.
Yeah, because the policies might not be what a buyer, you don't think about a buyer looking down that set of listings and skipping over yours because you say no returns.
Wouldn't it be great if we could do this? I don't think we can, but wouldn't it be great if you could tell sellers, buyer X was this close to checking out with your item. Then they saw your return policy and they're not going to buy your item.
Yeah.
And buyer X multiplied by Y number of times. So you might want to rethink your policy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then we did some of that work with the conversion data because it was really interesting for us to be able to take a look at that.
Yeah.
And we know that it's not just returns alone. Of course. You know, sellers have to be smart about their pricing and their outbound shipping.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it's part of the equation. And I think, from what we started out with, it's getting to be more and more part of the equation, right? Yeah. Like, it's part of the big picture on your holistic listing.
Yeah, that's one thing. Buyers just don't want to worry about this. What they want is, if I get this item and I'm not happy with it for whatever reason, the seller takes it back. And it's not a big risk cost to me. That's what buyers consider.
Yeah. And it's simple and clear in the listing, right? Like, I'm not guessing the whole time about what the real policy is.
Lee, tell me you shop that way.
I shop that way.
See, I knew she did.
Highlight.
Ask John. John, do you shop that way?
John doesn't shop.
He doesn't?
No, I go with him when he shops. The only thing he shops for is equipment.
Guitars.
Yeah, guitars and, well, you know, studio equipment.
Microphones and guitars. A man after my own heart.
He is not a shopper.
Well, that's good to know.
I'm definitely the shopper. So where do you highlight the free returns policy when buyers visit your listings?
Yeah, if you're on the listing page, are they going to see it there?
They will. So we're going to change the view item page, like I mentioned, this summer. So it'll be likely later summer. So we'll actually be able to highlight in some of those reasons to buy box in the above the fold. It'll say free returns. Mm-hmm. We're also looking at the different treatments right now openly. And then also within the listings that you see when you're in search, we're working there. So things aren't finalized to the absolute detail right now, but we're really excited because we're already seeing some positive lift in some of those tests. And like we said, we know that's what the buyers are looking for from the conversion data and the increased sell-through. So yeah, so we'll see it in the change in the search filters, like I said, and then also very clearly in the view item page.
Perfect. Now, I know it's a little bit off top, and I know that you've been involved with the returns team for at least 2 or 3 years now.
Oh, Yes. I remember seven kind of total scaring off.
Because I remember us meeting and consulting about the first passes of this with returns and how challenging that was to, because you just can't make a, back then we didn't have the tools or the processes in place, and making a blanket return policy was really difficult. I remember the challenges there, but it's changed a lot in those 7 years.
It has, Griff, and you know, the landscape's changed so much. So when you and I were working back, this is probably about 6 years ago, and we removed, someone will quote me on the exact date, I'm sure, we removed 3 and 7 day returns from the site, because buyers just came back to us after a lot of studying and said, no one, 3 day returns doesn't work for me. And now we're starting to see, you know, similar trends with shorter returns windows. Yeah. It's just not the trend. And so what we're working to do is working with sellers to say, here's where buyers are going, right? And one of the questions we get a lot, will, can I still offer no returns? The answer is yes.
Yeah, you can.
You can.
Yeah.
But we're also saying that can actually change the decision that a buyer's making.
There are some categories where that is standard, though. So, for example, if you're selling new and packaged cosmetics, there are many, most sellers don't take returns. But that's an understandable, the item is not reusable, it can't be resold. So that's the case both online and mostly offline as well. So there's an exception. And I mean, it's not that we're carving out the exception. That's just an industry reality.
And you're exactly right. And that's what we do, right? Yeah. We look at what do buyers and sellers want on eBay, and then what are the industry standards? And that's exactly where we're going in our advice, but not removing that.
So I, for example, I like to buy used stuff. I love buying pre-owned shoes. And it's because I like the way they feel.
They're broken in for
they're
you.
They're broken. Somebody did the work for me, as long as they're in good condition. But I would never buy a jar of pre-owned used Noxzema. I'm just not going to do that.
I'm right there with
I'm
you.
I'm just not going to do it. Sorry.
Where
never
did that
happen.
Come from?
Well, I use Noxzema for everything now.
As a kid, my mother used it for everything.
Well, there was a friend of mine whose mother died at a very old age and looked like she was 30 when she was 90. When you asked her why, she'd say, Noxzema, dear.
Just so be careful. It does burn some people's faces.
Oh, it doesn't burn. Is that tingling? I thought that tingling was a sign of freshness.
You gotta be careful on your face with Noxzema because it's got menthol or something in it.
Oh, I love that menthol. Well, Jen, there's so much to talk about with returns, and I know that I wish we had a lot of time.
Here's something on the chat board.
Oh, good.
Very quickly, okay? I think that whether you use 30 or 60-day returns depends on your merchandise mix. For example, 60 days for a plush seems a bit much. A high-priced item, I would offer 60-day returns. Mm. Question, can you offer a mix of 30 and 60-day returns? Free returns always.
You absolutely can.
Sure.
So I agree. And that's one of the things that I encourage sellers to test out of what works best, right? So if you have inventory you feel really works well for 30 versus 60, try it out. See what increases your sales more on that. What our data shows is the longer the better. The reality is you have to figure out if that really works for you and your selling model, of course.
Sure.
So the answer is it can be listing by listing very clearly.
I've always said, I don't sell many of them now, but whenever I've sold one-of-a-kind antiques or collectibles, I've always said, you can return this to me 10 years from now if I'm still alive, and I'll pay you what you paid. Banking in on the fact that these items do appreciate over time. I've never had that. No one's ever
taking you up on it.
Never offered to say, hey, I want to return this Oriental rug or this this collectible. Yeah, So
people are giving you advice.
They are?
Yes.
Tell me.
Giving her advice. Okay. Eliminating returns in the first place is the key. However, I am betting this group of sellers on here are not doing the things that cause real problems. That is the real issue.
Oh, yeah, that can be. Well, yes, but of course, even after you've eliminated the most obvious reasons for constant returns, they still can happen. If a buyer sees an item in a store and takes it home and then they change their mind, that happens. buyers don't get a chance to see, hold, or feel the item until they've made the purchase and get it, and they may have a change of heart. I've had buyers tell me, you know, I love the shirt, it's exactly as described, but this color lime green just doesn't look good on me after all. And I'm thinking, well, I don't want it to sit in your closet.
Green look good on anyone? I'm just asking.
Extremely tanned gentleman
really
with
tan.
Silver hair.
When I'm tanned, I can't. Listen, somebody says the free returns reference should be right next to the price of the item somehow. Ooh. There's your advice, Jennifer.
Great comment.
I love that comment.
So we can take that back to our design team, absolutely, and have a discussion. Because I think we are thinking very similarly that we want it above the fold as close as possible. So as I mentioned before, we know that buyers bundle kind of this whole shipping world together, the free shipping with the free returns together, and what's my total, you know, holistic view. And so it's a great comment, and we'll take that in advice. So thank you.
We could call it no risk shopping. This seller
there
offers no risk shopping.
Oh, I like that.
That's what I like to say.
Oh, wow.
You have no risk when you buy from
That is a good phrase to use.
Yeah. The only risk is the hassle of having to put it back in the box. Mm-hmm. So save all this stuff that I shipped it. I like to ship things that are reusable. When I ship in a box, I'm going to start putting a roll of tape, you know, a packing slip and everything in there and say, all you got to do is just seal this up, put a label on. I want to be, we're getting there, right? Now, I was going to ask you this. Are we going to have return labels we can put in the box when we ship?
So that is our dream, of course. And so we want to figure out a way how we can, of course, make that work.
Yeah.
In an integrated way into the return system and into the money back guarantee system. So it's seamless for sellers and seamless for buyers. But I think there's quite a demand on that side.
Oh,
of the
I would
side
love
too.
That as a seller. Yeah. I want my buyer to get the package and not only see how well I wrap, because I wrap like no one's business, but when they want to, if they want to return it, they don't have to do anything except close the box up and put the seal on it and put it in the mail.
Well, and you're right, because there's a lot of buyers. Returns is kind of, honestly, for buyers, one of the most irritating parts of purchasing, right?
Yeah,
and especially, you think about eBay, it's super easy. It shows up at your door. I haven't had to go anywhere. And if I have to return it, I have to actually do something, which is why we want to make the policies as simple as possible as sellers. But you're right. We need to continue constantly to look at how do we help make it even easier for a buyer on drop-off and labels and things like that. So stay tuned on that, Griff.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's something to look forward in my old age to a return shipping label I can put in the box. Jen, it's always a pleasure. You're one of my favorite people on eBay, and this was a delight. Thanks so much. And best wishes and congratulations on your new journey in eBay. You've got some new things coming.
I'm looking forward to it. Great to see you, Griff. Thanks, everyone.
We'll be back in a moment with more eBay Radio.
Sharp. Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
There's one in every category. That annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours.
What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. WorthPoint's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
eBay sellers, it's your turn to shine. Submit your business to eBay Shine Awards for a chance to win $10,000 as Small Business of the Year, or compete for one of five other Shine Awards. Tell us what drives your success and how eBay makes it possible. Deadline for submissions is May 19th, 2017. For categories and details, go to ebay.com/shineawards. That's ebay.com/shineawards. Tell your story to win. Listen while you list.